I am Thomas Sarah Zealous, and this is my assistant, Boam, and she's a Sagittarius. The new perform a form, a page versus stage alliance. She really is my assistant. The performance body via breathing and gesture dramatizes form. It makes it theater. It makes it action. It makes it living, alive, as in get live, as in all the way live, as in lyric. The idea body via text and thought flattens form. It makes it fixed. It makes it language. It makes it literature and imagined living, as in artifice. The work of the performance body is not without craft, control, or form. It is not lowly. The work of the idea body is not without attitude, improvisation, or flow. It is not closed. A perform a form occurs when the idea body and the performance body, frustrated by their own segregated aesthetic boundaries, seek to crossroads with one another. This coupling, though detrimental to aspects of their individual traditions, will repair and continue the living word. One, the old style of representing likeness is over, and performers, though appreciative of metaphor and simile, etc., no longer need either to express nuance in poetry. The matrimony of page and stage insists on eliminating the false functions between the line and the limb. All rhyme schemes reborn as gesture, as sculptural integrity. Two, a performer form line breaks many times verbally before it breaks the last time visually. If written, it is written more like blood than bone. If spoken, it is spoken more like stutter than song. Performer forms do not lie on the page or on the stage, frozen in little boxes or voices, unable to interact with the reader or listener, as if on a table in a morgue. Three, performer formists seek a path around both academic and slam poetry to eliminate the misconceptions between them and to balance the professional opportunities in publishing and employment open to each. The utterance, paged or memorized, is only a schema in need of diverse modes of respiration. Four, against the narrowness of linearity, a performer-former will subject its own composition to the rigor of audience participation. You can't workshop a performer-form, but you can participate in its creation and correction, able to surrender to the collective sensibility of the community, not the critic's scalpel. The last great performer-former was Sekou Sundiata. Five, a well-crafted performer form will continue to pour after it is written or performed. This pouring, akin to echoing, should reclaim the original attributes of poetry, from nature and cinema. Despite history, the performer poet seeks carnivorous wholeness, a gluttonous diet of the anatomy of the artiverse. And while it is rare to attend a poetry reading festival or conference and see poets, established and emerging, white and black, gay and straight, academic and non-academic, being treated as equals, consequently, it is even rarer to discover literary editors and publishers open to all levels of class intelligence and class ignorance. The first task of activism of any performance is the removal of all one-dimensional judges of craft. I'm stuck. Thank you.